This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Why did Star Wars star Adam Driver walk out of an interview? And speaking of Star Wars, the first reactions to Rise of Skywalker are in. Are they good or bad? We'll find out about that. First, though, let's start with Adam Driver. Part of doing press for a movie is sitting there while they play a clip from that movie, and then you discuss it. Well, that's the part that Adam Driver hates because he can't stand watching or listening to himself. It's so bad, he just walked out of an interview with the NPR show Fresh Air after they played a clip of him singing in his movie Marriage Story.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about this. The show knew going into that interview that Adam wouldn't like it, so they suggested that he take off his headphones while they played it. Apparently, that wasn't enough for Adam because while the clip was rolling, he got up and left.
Yeah, he has like a phobia, they say.
Oh, it's like a weird, like you can't do it, huh?
Yep.
And that's part of that show. They play clips of different things that you're in during the interview.
Like most places, right? It's part of the deal. One of the producers says, we don't really understand why he left. We were disappointed that we didn't have a new interview to share with our listeners about Marriage Story. Actually, on the same show on NPR a couple of years ago, he discussed this. He said, I've watched myself or listened to myself before, and I always hate it. And then I wish I could change it, but you can't. So now I just don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you... It's like one of those things. Some people, they, you know, they're told to go and do press on a show they don't ever want to even do.
Yeah.
And then they say to them, now listen, I hate hearing myself. So if you play something from me, then I'm going to probably leave. And then the people say, don't worry, we're not going to do it. Right. And then they do it.
And then
you can't
leaves.
Be upset when the guy gets up and leaves then.
But that wasn't the case here.
No, they said
to take your headphones off and don't listen. They like warned him ahead of time.
Yeah.
He knew what he knows what Fresh Air is. He was on it before. So he should have just took his headphones off.
He's just got to.
So has he never gone? I mean, he's on the red carpet, but he never actually goes to the premiere.
No, he said he like, I think for that first Star Wars that he was in, he was like sick to his stomach. And then another thing he was in, he was hiding in a closet. Went and hid in a closet or something.
He's got some serious issues.
So
right?
It's...
And know. I noticed, too, that when they did, like, the cast of Star Wars went on that new ride, he was the only guy that wasn't there.
Really?
All the other big stars were there, except for him.
Hmm.
I get, like, how something like that... Like, so that's your career, and it's acting's like a weird art.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix has never watched anything he's ever done.
Really?
He's never watched anything he's ever done.
A lot of actors are like that.
Because you don't want to pick at yourself.
Well, that's it. Honestly, it's why I don't really listen to our show, or, you know, listen to playbacks of it or even watch our peep show too often because you overanalyze yourself. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that or that was stupid.
See,
you know?
Like, I'll watch that stuff and then I'm just like, I'm garbage. God,
but that's why you're
what an animal. Look at, why would I, what? Yeah. And then I'm like, all right.
Yeah,
you just reset.
I just reset. I'm like, the people seem to like it.
No,
I've never found myself listening to, unless something crazy happened that I, you know, wanted to hear again or see again. Outside of that, I don't over-evaluate our stuff and try and listen to it. But I'm not also, we were on a show and someone played a clip. I'm not going to get up and walk after
right,
you.
Exactly.
F it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not Adam Driver, though.
No, true.
Exactly. I've heard some stuff about the host of that show, but...
Yeah.
Just that...
Kind of a douche or something?
Like, can be... It's a girl. Oh. Like, can be invasive and... Just... I have no idea, because I would never listen.
But
never
agreed
put
to go on the show, and he'd already been on there a couple years ago. So it's just odd.
Yeah.
It was a sort of odd thing to...
Yeah, I think... maybe bad timing...
Yeah.
Because when you think about the fact that Star Wars is hitting,
right, and trust me,
it's going to be the worst for him right now.
Star Wars has to be a hard thing
to
be in because, like,
you got to say no.
Well, like when they come to you with like a Star Wars role, like a big one like that, you got to be like, oh man, this is either going to be
the biggest
and best thing I've ever been a part of, or it's going to destroy everything I've been trying to
do. Well, and the other thing is, and it really doesn't even matter what you do yourself. because you could be amazing.
Yeah. It's about the plot, how it was written.
It's about
all
the plot. It's about the character that they've built for you. It's about how nerds react to stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it have anything to do with you. You're just in that role. Yeah.
Right.
But also, how do you say no to being in a Star Wars movie?
You could not say no to that.
How could you?
No way.
Because his name is everywhere.
Right. Yeah. He became a household name because of Star Wars.
I love that guy. That guy is an amazing actor.
He's incredible.
Me. Like, he's incredible.
And if you see the Marriage Story, it is so good, but it is sad.
Like, it seems like a sad movie.
It's very sad. But they're both amazing in it. Him and Scarlett Johansson are incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been funny on Saturday Night Live and
things. Was hilarious on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And he's a Marine too, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of Star Wars, the first reactions are coming in to Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, which officially opens, well, Thursday night, but officially Friday. And James and Chuck were lucky enough to see a sneak preview of this final Skywalker movie that kind of wraps up the whole thing. We'll talk to them in a second. What are others saying first? It has everything you want and more. I love parts. I didn't love others. I'm leaving the theater very conflicted. Someone else said, wow, wow, and wow. It pays homage to all the films, does a great job of wrapping up this epic story, phenomenal in every way. Someone else said, it is immensely satisfying and massive end to a saga. It somehow addresses issues, problematic characters, and unanswered questions. And one more said, it's not a perfect movie. I'm sure people will find plenty to nitpick, but I'm grinning from ear to ear.
So that's all I wanted to hear was, like, good, like, you know, because I'm not one of those, like, nerds that's so devastated by the fact. I understand the pressure of, like, you had an actress die. You have all these different things nerds want to see, but maybe that's not what was in the cards.
But also, too, you have to understand, you have a franchise. You have a franchise to save for Disney.
Yeah.
Because your last movie that you did, the people gave up. They stopped buying toys.
Yeah.
They didn't go see Solo.
No.
Right? Mm. Like, The Mandalorian, I think, brought a bunch of Star Wars people back into the fold.
Yeah.
Where they were like, oh, okay, okay. I don't think that this movie is going to be like a detriment to Star Wars. But I'll tell you who I hate is the Star Wars nerds.
Yeah.
And I'm a Star Wars nerd.
Right.
But I'm telling you, like, 50% of serious Star Wars nerds are just the biggest douches in the
because they're
whole
leaking
world.
Stuff about this?
No. Just listen. So
there's no pleasing them.
There's no pleasing
always find
them.
Something like the nitpick.
Oh my, and like honestly, we went to this thing, there was about 12 people there, you know? And me and James walked out, we were both ecstatic about the movie. As that little kid, like I said to James, you know, I'm like, dude, I'm that kid who was born and then, like, at age 4 or whatever, sees Star Wars. And this was a perfect end for me.
Mm. Oh, that's great to hear.
It was a perfect end for me.
I'm happy for you.
But I'll tell you, we walk right outside and there's a guy,
I tell you what, there's so much Star Wars, they're just giving everybody their own stuff. They just want to make people happy.
I'm like, you know what? Just go and F off.
Yeah, like Chuck and I are like gushing about the movie. We're actually in the men's room gushing about the movie at the urinals.
Yeah.
And nice. This guy walks in and he's like, give it a rest.
Give it a rest.
Give it 15 minutes. Give it 15 years. Give it a rest.
Jesus.
I'm like, well, here's the thing, dude. I'm like, they're not going to give it a rest. Mm. It's going to keep coming out every single year. And
was
he's like,
you went to them?
Yeah, someone, media? Some other guy. Yeah, okay.
I've never seen him before. I don't know if he's a writer or what his deal is, but I was just like, walking out of the bathroom, giving the guy double middle fingers.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Right yeah, there, I'm like, oh, whatever, pal.
I'm
like,
Star Wars message.
Nice talk.
In a lot of things, there's no pleasing people.
No, and the thing is, and what I've realized, God, it drives me crazy because I know exactly what's happening. Because as you guys know, like, I'm obsessed. I watch YouTube all the time and I do this. And part of the stupid YouTube algorithm is that if you are negative about something that people are into, you get way more attention. Oh, they put your video, they promote it. So these morons are being pushed up to the front.
So that aside, you guys really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I think it was great. Oh. Like, so the one of the reviews that you read, like, it's not a perfect movie.
Yes.
No, it's not perfect, but it did what I needed it to do. I cried
for a half an hour.
Yeah.
I cried for a half an hour.
Chuck the Freak cried for half an hour.
He's not lying. Because at the end of the movie, I was trying to look over at him to see what he thought. I could tell he was kind of like trying to not let me see that he was crying. And then finally, I was like, well, I'm not mad. And I was like,
I saw you took your glasses off at one point.
Yeah, because I was just like, I felt the tears welling up. There's a part of the movie where like it really tugs on my heartstrings. And I was like, you know what? I don't care. These tears got to fall. So I let the tears just stream down my face. And then I was like, oh, I got to dry these tears up. And my beard was soaked with tears.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he couldn't believe how much he cried. Yeah, he was like, oh, man, I cried way more than I thought. But to me, yeah, it's not for everybody. But I don't care. Like, I don't care. I never want to hear a Star Wars guy ever, ever again say, I'll tell you, this is the part of the plot that I agree with. I don't give an F.
Yeah.
I don't care. What, some Star Wars nerd? I'm a huge Star Wars nerd.
Yeah.
And I could give two Fs.
Yeah.
What a plot thing that someone cares about.
So if you are a Star Wars fan and you're not one of those nitpicky nerds, you should really enjoy this final wrap-up to
I'm stressed out. I know I'm going to cry. You ever know you're going to cry?
Bring some Kleenex.
Yeah, oh.
I didn't think I was going to cry.
Oh, me neither. Dude. I figured I was going to be all pissed the whole movie.
But a half hour of tears is a lot of tears.
Like, it was easier to cry, too, because, like I said, it was dead empty.
There was only 12 people.
Yeah. Oh, there's going to be listeners at ours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry in front of other grown men.
Well, sure.
It's okay, Andy. We'll be there. We'll hold your hand. We'll make you feel better. No judgments from us in this room.
Do you think you guys will cry the second time around?
Yeah, 100%.
Probably, because there's a scene in there that I just, oh my God.
Damn it. Like, I'm going to be like.
I just want to say, like, a sad Wookiee is not an easy thing to not cry at.
No. And the thing is, there's a million things that the nerds and guys that I watch and pay attention to were upset about the last one. And J.J. Abrams, his whole job was to try and save a franchise, bring it back together, and then, God, end it.
Yeah.
Like, properly. Somehow end it, right? With wrapping up all the stuff, and you know what? Yeah, they were like, they're like, oh God, I guess we could say that is what happened there, and we could say that. And you know what? Maybe 80% of those to me are like great.
Yeah,
and then like 20% are like, oh, okay, that's a little.
Well, like, I'm happy for you guys.
But I'm fine with it.
I'm happy for you guys that it was a satisfying ending
to this saga,
which is good. You invested so much time in your lives into this that I'm happy it worked out.
I also think it's giving me a new fetish, man. I think I have like a new Daft Punk fetish.
Oh.
There's a character in there that was like, hubba hubba, wowie.
Wowabunga. No,
there's a wowabunga.
And that's my fiance to put our Daft Punk.
So there's the reviews. Chuck the Freak cried for half an hour. James Campbell says wowabunga.
Yeah.
Wowabunga.
So there's hotness.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Dude, so I'm gonna be crying and hard.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be conflicting.
Well, everyone should have fun on Friday.
You're gonna have a hard crying Andy.
Whatever emotion you feel, Chuck and I will be able to help you through either of those.
That's right. You're going to have tears and my erection to deal with, listeners.
We can't wait.
But do you see Andy's lightsaber erect?
Okay. I sent all the photos to James.
One more thing here. Baby Yoda has become the breakout star of The Mandalorian on Disney+. But will he make an appearance in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker? Now, it's not a spoiler alert from me. J.J. Abrams confirmed this yesterday, saying Baby Yoda is not in the movie. He does say that Baby Yoda is the cutest thing in the history of time, though, and how do you deny Baby Yoda? They would have had to foresee that phenomenon, right? The Mandalorian premiered last month. This film was filmed over a year ago, right? They wouldn't have to know that this could take off in that way.
I think there's a character in the new movie that can give you Baby Yoda a run for his money.
Oh.
At least in my book.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I'm going to have some doll, too.
Oh, you're just... Man.
Jesus.
Like, if Baby Yoda was Carl from Aqua Teen, this is the character that we have. He's amazing. I love this guy.
Someone said they're super excited. They thank you guys for the review. Other people have said that they cried at Avengers Endgame. There's a 34-year-old guy sobbed like a bitch at Avengers Endgame. Sobbed. Another one said, I was laughing when people talked about crying at the end of Endgame until I watched it and I effing lost it too.
They said, let the tears flow through you.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, I get it. Like, you can be one of these people, you're not going to like the movie. I think a lot of people have decided they're done with Star Wars and that no matter what they go see, it's going to be terrible and it's Disney's fault and everything sucks and your life sucks and you're depressed and you want to just die and all that stuff. And that's fine. I could care less.
There's no way to, like, capture, I don't know, like, people want to have the same exact emotions that they felt during certain things, and sometimes that doesn't happen. Like, it was like with Fear Inoculum, like, everybody, a bunch of people crapped all over that.
Because
they were hardcore Tool albums, and I'd read things that was like, I hate you, Maynard, because of this.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude. You know, they're just doing their art, man, the way...
I'll say this. It was like, as a video game player, okay, when you first get hooked on a... It's just like drugs, I'm assuming. When you first get hooked on a video game, like an MMO or whatever, and you're so invested in it, and then you get bored with it and you're done with it, all you want is another game to come around and make you feel the way that you felt that first time. And nothing. That's the thing about life.
I'm still searching for the original Legend of Zelda feeling I had when I first played that.
Right.
Still searching for that.
Nothing will ever make you feel that way again.
Yep.
You know, because it only happens once. And I think some of these nerds think that it should happen again. And I hate to break it to them, but nothing will ever happen like that again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Too lazy to log on and download the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast? We've got you covered. Sign up for Dave and Chuck the Freak's daily download and get the podcast, peep show, and each day's bits sent straight to your email. Subscribe now at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com, lazy pants.
There's a big problem for companies around the world, and it involves our phones. People, employees at a lot of companies are spending so much time on their phones in the toilet that it's cutting into productivity across the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're wasting time on your phone in the toilet, and you're not actually doing work. So, several companies are working on ways to change this. And there's one leading the way. A company called Standard Toilet is now selling to big companies a new type of toilet with a seat that slants you forward to prevent you from taking longer than necessary bathroom breaks.
So, like, I'm sliding off the whole time?
It's on a 13-degree slope.
What?
So, your weight is on your legs, and you literally can't sit there for too long.
Oh, so you're always sort of squatting.
We put these images up at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com, a link to the story where they talk about it. But here's what it looks like, but that's the design. It causes leg strain after a maximum of 5 minutes. They say your legs should start getting tired about the five-minute mark. It's supposed to mimic what you do during a squat thrust. So if you're out of shape, it could be even less than 5 minutes.
Wow, I'd be in incredible shape before too long.
Dude, you're going to have fat people just pooping everywhere with
just
that.
Sliding right off it.
Well, because
it happened again.
You knew I was going to say. Season 10, Brittany Timmery. Look at that. How much does that take away from me, bottom line? I'm looking at that star rib. It's scary.
Well, there are some people, right, that, like, for me, like, not that I'm anything close to one, but at least I poop like a Marine. I, like, sit down and do it, and I'm done. You know, like, I can do that. But, like, James, you'll say that you got to warm up the engine.
Yep, I need some time to get that dirt out of there.
Five minutes.
Coax it out.
5 minutes be enough for you think, James?
Well, when I'm at work, too, I try to be a little bit quicker. Like, I try to get it within, like, the 7-minute mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I try to do it within 7 minutes. But when I'm at home, I'll take my sweet-ass time.
Yeah.
I could do 20, 30 minutes, no problem.
Jesus, that's a long time. Yeah. But I,
a lot of high scores on Candy Crush.
Yeah. Right. Not all poops are equal.
No, they're not.
Some are quick. Some are real struggle.
Some are a bitch.
some are a real bitch of a thing.
They do claim it is better for your posture and puts you in a better position to do your business. But even if that's true, their main selling point is get people back to work as soon as possible.
I just picture shaky legs, fat people just like, I can't hold it. Come on.
You're trying to wipe?
Timers are the issues.
They keep slipping. People are going to pull muscles. You watch.
Find them on the floor.
Oh, yeah, you'll find them big people on the floor. Pants around their ankles.
They're going to pull muscles.
Thanks to that. I have a poop streak on my back. Just walk in. Sorry, I pooped all over myself. What the hell have we done? It's giving me.
You think this is bad? They've had some employers even say, listen, we need it worse than that. So they are working on one with a 35-degree tilt.
So you're almost standing. They're going to have a big person belt that you put on. I'm not going to strap yourself on the toilet.
That'll defeat the purpose of getting you out of there.
Well, no, because it'll still be super uncomfortable.
Or then you'll just rip the whole toilet out of the wall.
It'll be... My idea is the straps up here.
Okay, Chuck, let's see how you do it.
I sit on it.
Yeah.
And then I strap myself in.
And then you...
Like you're riding a roller coaster.
And then that stops me, and I'm like, oh.
Top thrill poopster.
Gives me the extra couple minutes I need.
I don't want to have to strap myself into poop.
Listen, if you don't think that a bigger guy or a bigger lady is going to have some kind of adverse effect on that toilet.
It's going to be bad, dude. God grant me the strength.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
They'll have to have a handicap.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm just thinking of? What's that kid? Where he slides down the strap? On that ride.
Yeah. Roller coaster. Janice.
Yes. Help me, Janice.
Help me, Janice.
Janice, I'm falling.
It's exactly the strap you're going to need.
That's the strap. But it
saves you.
Yeah, this is every fat person on those toilets.
This is me, on the toilets.
Janice is the boss.
Strap worked as intended.
Janice. That kid thinks he's going to die.
That's exactly how I felt on the star dot drop or whatever it was called.
But that's a toilet. That's going to be the toilets of the future.
Man, that thing's got him right by his titties.
help me, Janice. You'll hear people screaming from the John. Big people will be screaming from the John.
You're going to have to cut me out of it.
I can't hold my name.
I'll be screaming for James.
Help me, James!
I'm coming, you! Are you stuck in the straps?
Oh,
God! I'm flattened. Gotta go get my car emergency escape thing. Strap cutters.
Yeah. I slid down and folded up like an accordion. Thanks to that. Oh, my weight came crashing down.
A lot of poop.
My legs ended up behind me.
So these new toilets that'll shorten your bathroom breaks, they're going to cost companies somewhere between $200 and $650, depending on the features they want. And as I said, they are working on the even steeper slope with a 35-degree tilt. They have not released pricing on that. Several major corporations have already placed big orders with standard toilet.
What I'm surprised is that they don't... We don't yet have, like, a paint... That you can paint a room and it blocks any kind of RF or cell phone signal.
Yeah, that would do it right there.
I'm shocked that there isn't
you'd think
a product like that.
It's probably just not an affordable product. Right?
Just not give anybody any ideas here.
I know.
That's a great idea.
I'm surprised that there isn't like either it's got lead in it, whatever it would take.
Well, not lead.
Yeah.
Something you put up on the ceiling.
Paint used to have lead.
I know.
Yeah, it would kill everybody. I don't care about people dying. Yeah. I want you to be a productive worker.
People do care about dying. What it looks like as an actual toilet.
Jesus, look at it. It looks terrible.
Yeah. Looks like you would slide right off of that. Especially if Chuck sprays his air spray and the seat's a little slippery.
Man. I'm going to slick that thing up like a toboggan ride.
We just had a free pizza meeting.
Good. You better have some non-slip shoes.
I'm going to come up with the anti to this. I'm going to come up with a fat crapper cushion. This is the cushion that's the opposite angle to where you put it on the toilet seat, and now you're completely level again.
Oh, wait a second. So you bring your own. So you defeat their dumb method.
Yeah. Take that, boss, man. Yeah. I'm going to poop on a completely horizontal plane now.
I already know how you could design it.
You can know if somebody does 3D printing.
If you want to see what this toilet looks like, you can go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. The toilet of the future. We'll make sure you don't stick in there too long so you get back to work.
It's just going
to
be fat people with just the strength in their legs.
I can't wait to see my calves or my thighs. Quads, my quads are going to be like, back to 18 years old again.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Time now for Ask Dave and Chuck, and you can always reach us at any time, day or night. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it. Question, concerns, comments, that's how you do it. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Coming up during this next segment of the show, we're going to get to some of your questions. What did a dude catch his sister-in-law doing? What's a listener aroused by that's confusing him? But first, what fetish is paralyzing a listener's love life? This guy said, first of all, I want to tell you how much I love the show. You never cease to put a smile on my face, no matter how terrible things can get in life, but I am in desperate need of some advice. So keep me anonymous, but I have recently begun to date again, and I've managed to bring a few women home, and eventually things moved to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I found these girls to be attractive, because I have such a major leather PVC fetish.
Yes.
It's nearly impossible for me to get it up.
I know exactly
when I'm able
what this guy's talking about.
PVC, like the pipe?
No. Like it's PVC, they make clothing. It's like that vinyl
material,
super
like Matrixy type stuff?
Matrixy type. It's a very good.
Not that I have any pants.
A new one? I didn't know that was a...
Really? Even I've heard that one.
Yeah.
I don't get out much.
Yeah. PVC. Leather chicks. PVC chicks. It's like what they
see. They're seen right up.
Mm. Yeah, so that's
the faux liquid leather.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's
that's fun.
Yeah, that's a fun.
Worn by the right person, it is fun.
That is a good. It's a good thing if you got a great ass on you.
It's a great pieces for men too.
James looks incredible.
Got a cool vest.
You do.
It's like what Black Widow's running around in.
I wish it was. I feel like she's.
Oh, jeez, look at that one piece. I'm going to get that.
Yeah, there's a one piece. Like
comfortable.
I'm going to go to the gym in
my sleeveless leotard zipper body jumpsuit.
Imagine how uncomfortable that is.
Incredibly.
It's crazy.
How sweaty you'd be under that.
Wet. Can't wait till Andy's done with his diet and we're the same size. We can, you know,
share clothes. Yeah. Like, James, I don't know.
Look at those gold ones.
Go for it, Andy.
I don't know. I
love those with the crotch that are kind of chopped out of them.
Well, at least you can breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
Besides, that's where a lot of the moisture collects.
We need some windows.
The ladies can wear much better. That's a nice one there. I like that with the zipper right down.
I like the pants. I really do like the pants.
Well, that one that came up when we first looked at it,
that one.
Which one?
Yeah, the one, I'm just perving out.
But, yeah, that's fine. Oh, yeah, the one right there. Oh, I think I saw it with the sides. Yeah, the side windows.
Yeah, the side windows.
I like the back window right there, actually, on the left.
Windows.
I love any, PVC
any window's
outfit.
A good window.
Yes. I don't under, you know, I mean, here's the thing.
Oh, it's a butt window. That's
yeah, that's a
yeah,
butt window.
Yeah. I guess what I
butt window.
Don't get is like, yeah, I get understanding, like thinking, wow, this is like a hot look, like a Matrix chick is super hot. Yeah. But why is it paralyzing you?
Because he says, I have found it nearly impossible to get it up when I'm able to. I can barely keep it up when I do.
This he's made, watching it too much.
Yeah. He said it has made the little sex I've had terrible, and then neither girl has contacted me again. One I was actually really into, but I couldn't achieve a full erection with her, and she decided to end things. For as long as I can remember, he says, a girl decked out in leather or PVC has driven me wild. It instantly gets me hard, and it's all I've ever really pleasured myself to. My fetish is so strong that even a naked, attractive woman in my bed doesn't turn me on the way it should. I've got to imagine her in leather or PVC, and even touching her bare skin reminds me that she's not wearing any, and my erection goes away.
Jeez. Yeah, no, but this is what we talk about all the time.
Yeah, that's a porn.
It's going to lay off
porn,
of it, right?
You got to chill out, man.
In my last serious relationship, my girlfriend was not interested in all in wearing leather or PVC, so our sex life was not the greatest. Took everything in my power to achieve and keep an erection. So my question to you guys is, do I dedicate myself to finding a girl who is as into leather and PVC as me, or do I try and break my fetish so I'm not struggling so much in the bedroom? Please help.
Couple things he should probably do. Obviously, we're all on board. Stop with the porn. And it's not just like stop all the porn.
Yeah.
Just stop.
You got to stop it.
You have to stop it. And then I think what he should probably do is talk to his doctor, say he's having like an anxiety issue with the boner stuff.
They might give him something.
And they'll give him something. And then once he gets over the hump,
then it's fine. It's all a mental thing.
It's a mental thing. Yeah. So,
but will that even help? Like what we've talked about, which is kind of similar to this, the people that pleasure themselves too much and they're just used to getting off with porn.
Yeah.
Pills won't really help that.
Yeah, if it's mental.
No, I think I think it would.
It was?
This guy's got a little bit of performance anxiety.
Yeah, because what it is he gets it going.
Yeah, he knows he's not going to keep it up.
Yeah, he gets it going and then it fails him.
But he's not keeping it up because they're not wearing leather or PVC.
Yeah,
he's telling himself that too.
It shouldn't be that hard to find a woman to wear that. It seems like.
Yeah. Right. Well, to be honest, Lisa, I mean, you got to find the right girl to be able to pull off the old
comfortable enough
PVC, and not many of us guys can pull in that kind of girl. It's not like you're going to get Trinity every time.
Hmm.
You're gonna, because it can look super bad.
I just didn't even know it's something I dig a lot.
Uh-oh. We'll be getting an email like this from Andy soon.
Yeah.
I just can't stop jerking it to leather PVC. What do?
I can't get hard anymore because PVC.
I mean, I get, like, yeah, it's awesome, but I don't know. It's just like anything. You got to be in incredible shape to pull it off and look great.
Be with a smoke show.
And, I mean, okay, so you go one or two ways, right? I'm sure that FetLife website has leather PVC dating sections to it, right? But I do think the healthier thing for him would be to try and break this.
Yeah.
If he can first. If he finds that he can't, then you go look for a woman who's into it.
I'd also love to know how deep into it he is. Like, if he's into the... There's a lot of weird, like, pinning people to the ground with it.
Oh, like, were they like... Yeah, I've seen that.
They
where
put
they stretch
a sheet
it out
over top of them, and then like, they pin them to the ground.
Yeeks.
It's wild stuff.
Like you're like a human spider web or something? Like caught in a human
it's
spider
almost
web?
Like, you know that movie Fire in the Sky? The aliens throw this sheet over top of them and suck all the air out of it, and it's like suffocating.
Ooh.
That's what it's all about.
I'm just glad, like I can appreciate certain fetishes and these things.
Yeah.
You know? But I just am glad I don't have like a...
You need it.
Need
it. Yeah. Like you think it's hot, but you don't need it.
I'm sprinkle it in every once in a while, but who needs it? I gotta sheet this woman down.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I gotta put little tent things in the ground. I gotta figure that out.
And the
one of it rips. I did it wrong. And
I really,
like, oh god.
And I really do think all the guy has to do is he's just got to cut it out for a little bit. If he cuts it out for a little bit, he might realize, oh man, that was wild.
Yeah,
it's probably something he looks at every single day.
Well, he says that. Yeah. Like every time he searches porn, it involves that his is thing.
So, it's a porn thing too. It's like your brain when you're looking at your phone. That's what it thinks is sex now.
Yep.
Yeah, like
whatever's on there, feet.
So just reprogram that
whipped
brain.
Whipped cream, butts, PVC, whatever
and
it is.
And it takes time.
Yeah, that's it. It's not going to happen overnight, dude. You're going to have to commit to try to change your programming, which means you don't look at that. In fact, avoid all porn, I would. And not just that kind of porn.
Right. And that's why I think he needs to go to a doctor, and then he needs to also get some possible medical help just because...
Of emergency kind of pills.
Well, you know, nothing cures something like that than real stuff.
Yeah.
And so if he can manage to pull off some actual real sex with someone and not have it be completely terrible and then they never call him back.
Yeah.
Then...
Because, and he's trying to noodle it.
He can't noodle it.
He can't.
You're not going to get repeat customers.
Not noodling.
Noodles do nothing.
Nope.
All right, on to our next email. Also came in to email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This guy said, I've been hearing stories about my wife's side of the family, that her sister may be doing internet cam shows. So I laughed about it at first. I really thought nothing of it. I end up seeing a post on one of her social media sites about being an internet model. So I Googled her name. Nothing came up. A few days go by, I see another post with the same info, but this time there's a screen name attached to it that she forgot to delete.
There you go. You're in.
I Googled the name, added Cam Girl, boom. A link pops up with the same screen name for a cam site. I click on it, and it's her.
Wowabunga.
Wowabunga.
Jesus.
It's the Wowabunga from the heavens.
That's hilarious. Like I imagine like a movie, it's a serious investigation. You take one click, and he just goes... Wowabunga.
Like the David Caruso beginning to that show.
Wowabunga.
So he said, I click on it. It's her. She wasn't on. So the next day I'm at work and I check to see if she's on. She is.
Oh boy.
She's sitting in front of the camera naked.
Well, that's what they do.
So I was at work. I tell a couple of guys like, oh my God, you guys, this is my sister-in-law. Jesus. They start watching. You have to pay to see more, so a few of us pitched in.
Oh my God. Started throwing money at her.
To sign on to the site with.
Oh my God.
He says, I would have never have guessed what my sister-in-law would do for $40.
Dude, of course.
I didn't know big things could fit into tight places like that with absolutely no effort.
Uh-huh.
So I'm asking you guys, was it wrong of me to watch this?
Yeah.
Should I have not shown over 10 people at work her naked?
Absolutely not.
Am I in the wrong?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What should I do about it?
Ooh, just forget it all.
Oh, God, I can't believe you're still employed.
Move right along. Just eat your turkey and shut up this business.
I don't think there's any way to, like, get rid of that.
He did, like, everything. Should I not have paid her money to shove a giant thing in there? Should I not have told the entire office staff and maybe some people from the Rhode Island office?
Wow. Should he tell his wife?
What?
Not what he did.
Oh, I don't think not he can he say did. Anything because he's already made it super weird. Listen, he tipped her enough money to masturbate.
Yeah.
That sounds like there's more of the masturbation going on.
Well, no, I know.
Sounds like she was sitting on a baseball bat or something.
Yeeks.
No, that's how I do it.
Okay.
Sure.
No, you definitely should not have shown people you work with. Are you kidding me? That's a family member.
Yeah.
Was it wrong of you to watch it? Of course it was. It's your wife's sister.
Imagine I called you guys all over.
100%.
Imagine I called you guys all over and was like, check just any cam girl.
Right.
Like, it's not something that you should, like, share.
That's not funny. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I always have, like...
He already knows this.
I always have the, like, belief in me that it's, like, just like this. It's her business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
if she wants to sell her body for money, that's up to her?
Yeah. No.
I think it's just, it's like that guy's fascination. They can't help it. Like, one of our buddies, his sister became a stripper, and, like, all my friends went to see her. Mm.
No, then you're a horrible buddy.
Yeah.
You're a horrible buddy. Like, if you find out, like, Chuck, if I found out your sister was a stripper and I'm like, well, guess what I'm doing tonight, Chuck? I'm going to see her strip.
Yeah.
That's a horrible buddy.
It is.
Like, that place should be off limits.
Turns out,
you know? But at the same time, like, everybody loved his sister, you know what I mean? Like,
that sucks.
Do you think get a job minded? Like that.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know. I think it must have been weird for her, right?
Of course.
It had to be weird for her. But I think she made a boatload of money that day. But
I think bottom line for this guy, you know you were in the wrong, dude. I mean, obviously, you know, you shouldn't have been watching your sister-in-law pleasure herself on cam, even if you paid her. Yeah. And you definitely should not have shown it to other people. So you got to stop and you got to just forget it ever happened. I mean, I guess she's pretty open about it if she's sharing some stuff on social media.
Yeah.
Right?
She must not care.
It's not like she's keeping it a massive secret.
No, but a lot of times these girls, what's shocking to me is that she left whatever state he's in. Like, that it was viewable. There's a lot of times, like, if you're from Michigan, you block any Michigan IP, or you might block the states around it. Like, you don't want anyone to know.
Yeah, I don't think that they always have all the tech specs.
Right, I guess not.
Probably not.
I guess not. Yeah.
Or they may not even think of that.
I mean, she needed $40. I don't know.
She put giant inside of her for $40. Is it that cheap? Like, I'm not familiar with these sites. Yeah, it's cheap to get somebody to do something to themselves? Like,
well, because they're going to do it anyway. You don't even have to. You don't have to pay anything. Other guys are going to pay it.
I just would never pay money.
No. I would never sign up for one of these sites. No. I would never, like, make an account.
Oh, I just feel like that's opening yourself up to so many hackers.
Oh, hack attack.
Oh, man. Hack attack.
Hack attack. A big hack attack.
Hack attack.
Yeah, for sure. Any of these porn sites, I would think.
Yeah, but...
So, yeah, you're in the wrong, dude. The next one, she says, "Hey, guys, I love you, but keep me anonymous. So my boyfriend and I go up north last weekend for our anniversary. Little backstory, he's been telling me for the last year that his butt is off limits no matter what.
Oh, boy.
We get up north, he's got a massive hemorrhoid that's bothering him.
Yes.
So we're up there, we're both pretty high, and I'm on the couch. He's in the bathroom trying to put some Prep H on it. And all I hear is a scream that says, "Whoa, babe, I think I like the butt stuff."
Oh, no.
Long story short, my boyfriend applying cream on his hemorrhoid has led him to believe that he might like to actually try some stuff back there. So here we go. All the best. Love the show.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting us.
Thanks for your email.
About the hemorrhoid and the whole thing. That's awesome.
I think this man's just confused. He's confusing his relief of hemorrhoidal pain with sexual pleasure.
You're right.
You know, I mean, unless he got a boner in the middle of putting that cream on his hemorrhoid and he's like, "Ooh, I've made a discovery."
Yeah.
I think he's just like, "Oh man, it feels good that I got this burning sensation." Cool.
I did.
Thank you, Preparation Agent.
Yeah. There's a dude out there that got a girl and he's like screaming about his hemorrhoid relief and how it sexually arouses him. And
yeah.
She's just like, loves him to death.
Yep.
Yeah.
And other people are alone.
It's wild stuff.
Yep.
Human existence, huh?
It's weird. This woman said, "I've been listening to the show for over 2 years now, and I can't get enough. My husband and I have always been open to exploring new things. In the past few years, we've explored the world of cross-dressing, cuckolding, and hot wife.
Okay.
Just recently, though, I discovered I had a very strong interest in BDSM. Without hesitation, my husband agreed to give it a shot. Needless to say, wowabunga.
Oh.
3 nights ago, my husband asked me to wax his chest. He hates being hairy and said shaving takes too long and always leaves angry red bumps. So we figured waxing. Supposedly it lasts longer, the hair grows back thinner. This was not a BDSM intentional act whatsoever. We began with me doing the waxing because he was too scared to do it himself. Side note, I'm a pretty quiet / serious lover. I'm not a fan of... talking like nails on a chalkboard.
I'm a serious lover.
Sure, rip your chest hair from your body. Get the googly one to trust her for the time. She's like no other. So, she said, though, as we began waxing, I found myself getting really aroused and laughing at my husband being a little bitch about the whole thing.
Jeez.
Then I grabbed my panties and shoved them in his mouth.
As you do.
Yeah.
He obviously was not opposed to that and was enjoying the attention. Then it happened.
What happened?
Out of nowhere, shy, quiet lover, me, left. And I began speaking aggressively
in that damn German voice you all do.
Oh, my God. She became a German.
She tried to do a German voice. She was like, yes, Eva Meinen.
It's time for you to pay.
I've vaxxed your chest, and now I will vax your ass.
And I really started ripping the strips off, and I can't understand why the hell I used that accent, but I was completely out of character. My husband loved it.
I bet.
Do you like when I rip the chest hairs off?
Titles.
Why this dominating German lady emerged from me, I'll never know. But it all worked out in the end. So, in closing, I guess thanks for the great laughs and helping me come out of my shell. And two, I'm curious if any other women have gotten aroused doing something non-sexual to their man, such as waxing or tweezing. Thanks again. Well, love you guys.
Different kind of relationship. I can't believe they didn't laugh during that.
Yeah, that'd be weird. It'd be right. Weird. I'd be start like, are you stuck?
That's
to do
more
a German
funny
accent.
Than like yeah. sexy times for most people. Like most couples would have fun with that.
She's you know. He also cross dresses and
Yeah,
I mean
true.
He's willing to they were you trying know, all kinds
true,
of stuff.
True, true.
They've done
yeah,
it all.
Yeah,
you're like, oh boy, they're Googling.
Get them away from the Google.
They're Googling stuff. Look at that. He's gonna be wearing little shoes and
oh man, those little shoes.
little shoes. Painful little.
Painful little shoes.
Wooden shoes. You ever been, side note, you ever been with a serious lover?
What are you talking about?
Serious.
Quite serious.
Like someone who takes it so seriously. Like they, you know, like they don't.
I've been with a boring lover.
Yeah.
That's like
serious. Well, that's different than serious.
No.
Oh, like just love has been pretty serious.
Tend to take it seriously.
Seriously, but I'm not. I mean, like you're like. It's hard to explain what I'm trying to.
Yeah,
think.
Like I'm yeah. trying to.
And what's the opposite of it? Coming in like Patch Adams.
No, no.
Oh, balloon animal. Balloon genitals.
Yeah, I got like a clown nose on the end of it.
Yeah, no, I don't. I mean,
it all turns serious at some point.
Yeah, no, it does absolutely. But I just think of
times.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's just, I mean, if it's just down to business, I don't know. I find that, I don't because know. To me, it's that's boring.
You want to tinge it serious. If something weird happens, you got to be able to laugh a little bit. But then you got to get right back
so,
into
okay. I was with someone once and she was so serious about it. Like she almost came off as mean. Mm. Right? Like she was so, had to get, you know, that's how she really,
she's mean.
But it was like a not... didn't come across as sexual, just kind of like mean.
Huh.
I think I've had that.
Yeah.
Super serious.
You don't want
lover.
You don't want mean. Don't be mean to me.
No.
I mean, like, be mean to me if it's a fake mean.
Yeah, no, this wasn't. And it wasn't like she was saying mean stuff. It was just how she came across.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's like.
But I'm not looking for that either. Like, just kidding. I don't want.
Yeah, no. You don't want
the female Patch Adams.
No.
You don't want, like, her to do, like, a Joan Rivers act.
No. Oh, my God. Rest in peace. R.I.P. But listen, hey, good for you guys. You found each other. You are both into it. If he likes being your bitch and you like being his German waxing wife, then roll with it.
Yeah, whatever
be
works,
happy.
Man.
You're enjoying
you
each other.
Something. You found something easy. That's super easy.
Yeah. Man. Wax him
up. ESM is like the easiest thing that you can get into that would work.
Yeah.
You know, all you have to do is like...
get some straps.
Get some straps.
Get yourself some straps.
Get some like clothespins and... Pinch their nipples and stuff.
Yep.
There you go.
Pinch them,
straps
pinch
and clothespins.
Pinch them up.
You're done.
Pinch them up. Get you a weird.
You don't even have to. That's not even work.
One more email here. This person says,
Thunderdome mask.
Good morning to you, fine gentlemen and lady at the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show. You bring joy into our dreary daily routines. We thank you for that. Start off by saying, I'm an all American 36 year old guy. I like things that go boom. I like boobs. I like beer.
Yeah.
I also enjoy cooking though. So I do watch some cooking shows. I was watching Martha Stewart the other day. I personally not only think she is extremely talented, she's got an elegant, like classy beauty about her. But also as a convicted criminal, she's probably my favorite celebrity. I would like to have sex with her.
Oh.
She's my John Cena.
Oh.
So I'm watching this while riding the bike after a workout. And this entire time I'm thinking, oh, Martha's looking pretty good today. My God, that three chocolate brownie recipe looks amazing. While completely enthralled with the three chocolate brownie recipe, that wonderful bitch stepped it up a notch. She said, after the break, I'm going to show you how to make these scrumptious, cream-filled chocolate cookies. Is what she said while the camera panned over to what looked like giant Oreos triggered something in me. Something happened inside. I got hard instantly.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
The weird part is, though, how hard my nipples got, too.
Oh.
I'm talking diamond cutters.
Like, that's how you know it's
like, if I was having a conversation with one of my bros and he's saying this to me, I would react just like, dude.
No, honestly, guys, my nipples.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
My nipples were hard.
Just stop with the nipples.
He said that has never happened before, aside from the extreme cold. I've never gotten hard nipples from getting aroused, so I don't know what to think about this. What do you guys think's going on here?
You're a freak.
There you go.
Get you a butt plug.
I almost said it myself. I was waiting for you. I almost said it myself.
I waited it. Yep. I waited it out.
Mm-hmm.
You did. God, I waited too.
I needed to be real special.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're somehow attracted to Martha Stewart and cooking.
But he's not very respectful. He called her derogatory names and then... She's just talking about cookies, and he's got hard nipples.
And scrumptious, cream-filled chocolate cookies.
Was it the fact that it was like a cream reference?
That she said cream-filled?
And then he's attracted to her? Or is he attracted to Oreo-like cookies?
Well, I'm hoping it's Martha Stewart.
Maybe buy some Oreos and try and make love to them.
See if I'm going to try that today.
Get yourself some giant Oreos.
I'm going to try that today, just because you came up with that idea.
Lisa said we should bang some Oreos. Yeah. Here we go.
I'm going to make mine a double stuff.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
I'm going to take the top. Oreos.
I'm going to take the top off.
Put some,
I'd eat
put
them all before I go.
Put
Johnson
them up. On your nipples.
Just put your Oreos on your nipples.
Is this weird? Am I weird?
Am I weird?
Wait till you guys see that photo. Am I weird?
Come on, everybody. Put Oreos on your nipples. Send it to us.
His wife is sitting there with Oreos, and you twist one open, and you're like...
like I want to eat those Oreos so bad.
Is it weird?
Yeah. It sure is.
It's real super weird. Crazy, crazy.
Has anyone ever done this?
It solves all the problems.
What?
Yes.
Oreos on nipples.
It's nothing solves a problem like Oreos on your nipples.
Delicious nippios.
I just can't wait to get home and put some Oreos on my nipples. Just you're a real rascal if you close the blinds and you pop a couple of Oreos on your nipples for a second.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, people have nipples that look like Oreos.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Someone was on Twitter, why her nipples look like Oreos?
Wow. Wow. Oh, wow. Bunga.
But I don't, we no. can we, oh,
oh,
there we go.
Well, that's not real.
That's Photoshop. That's not real.
Photoshop.
Art. Yeah. The real. There's some Oreo nipple art, but there's no.
Look, what is going on with that fella?
That's like a statue or something. Oh, it's not real.
That's
either.
Terrifying. They're way too close. Yeah.
Wow, you could put a lot of different things. You could put like peanut butter cups.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Look at that guy's nips.
Yeah. So, there's crazy. Some ideas for you.
Thanks, Lise. Always helpful.
Whoa, Lisa Way.
Go home and bang some Oreos and put some on your nipples. Mm-hmm. See if you like it.
We'll see how it goes.
See if it turns you on like this guy.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.